Big Hits 102.5, 1330, WBTM, and I've got company in with me this morning, a new member of our community and ready to make an impact in a big way, Tina Leone, the new executive director of the River District Association. Good morning and welcome.
Hello and howdy. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, we're certainly excited to have you, someone with your experience in business development in a regional area like this, where Danville is moving in the right direction. Upwards and onwards is the best way to kind of look at it.
Absolutely.
For folks that haven't read the press release, give them a little background on who you are and just introduce yourself.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, that's a very big question. I can tell you what I was doing the last 30 years living inside the Beltway, but that was a very long story.
Sure.
But you know I've done time then, that I've been there. What I was doing up there was working for nonprofit organizations, leading nonprofit organizations for the last 25 years as CEO and, you know, developing vision, mission, goals, and then leading the organization to success. And that's something I want to, of course, bring here to RDA. I have very similar background to the work that we do with RDA because I was the CEO of the Ballston Business Improvement District in Arlington, Virginia. So very similar type of work with placemaking and business support, events, all of that. And really just want to take all that skill set and passion for the work, bring it to RDA, and just build upon the success that the board and the city and the whole community has had so far. It's amazing what you've accomplished.
So looking at that, as you mentioned, the Beltway and that large community concept. What's it been like, at least early on, because we're still very much in the infant stages of your transition, bringing that big picture to Danville? What's that look like for you?
I think it's a very similar picture. I think Danville is very similar to the neighborhoods and the, you know, the cities up in Northern Virginia. I mean, you're growing, you're ambitious, you're intelligent, you're talented, and, you know, you have the same, you know, goals and ambitions that, you know, we all do. I mean, it's to make a great community, attract, you know, more talent and help everyone rise up together, you know, and take care of your community. Very similar to the work, you know, and to the type of work that we did and that I've done in Ballston, because even there, even in the middle of Arlington, it was a wonderful neighborhood that people didn't know about. You know, that's why they created the Business Improvement District, to raise awareness about what's available in Ballston, attract companies to locate there, attract people to live there. And that's in over time, you know, within 8 years, we had an incredible, you know, influx of people arriving. So sometimes it's a matter of like, how much success do you want, too?
Sure.
But
there's a balance.
But yeah.
But it's an evolution. Nobody likes change.
Yeah. And Danville's already on that trajectory. So, and a steep upward trajectory in my point of view, which is very exciting. You know, we want to prepare Main Street for that, you know, our whole district, support our businesses so they can thrive and grow, and work with economic development team to attract more here. So, and to be able to have those services and excitement and things to do for the people that live here, work here, and the ones who are visiting us too.
What do you see as the biggest hurdle for you, not for you, but for, what's the biggest transition that you think we could make as a city, as a community, moving in that direction? How do we take that next leap?
I think Danville has already really taken the leap. I think when I see how much has been accomplished, some people might think it's done. You know, because that huge, there's been a huge, I hate to use the word improvement, but the whole downtown in particular has elevated, right? There's been a committed investment. I know businesses have spawned and grown up in the district now. More are coming in. There's some transition now happening, but people might look at it and say, oh, you're good. You're good. You're done, right? Where, you know, I think coming in with fresh eyes, and I think others have the same opinion, that we still have work to do. Like, we still have things that we want to do to accomplish, like making Main Street more walkable, you know, adding more vibrancy and more art, more history, all of these things that make a community fascinating and fun. I mean, I think one of the biggest things I've heard, like, just about downtown itself is, well, they're not open after 5. You know,
sure.
And it's a legitimate, you know, mm-hmm. it's a legitimate problem, or, you know, it's a legitimate concern. So, you know, at RDA, we're focusing on, okay, how can we work with our businesses to create this an event or to create a pilot program where we, you know, work with them to stay open later. You know, we'll test it out. Let's test it out together and let make sure we market it great. That's why we have Shane over here. You know, make sure we market it so people know, hey, we're open late. Come on out and check it out. And then we have other things going on, you know, maybe for the kids or for, you know, just to amuse you, you know, to sell you that we've got, there's a critical mass of things going on. So you definitely want to be downtown that night.
Well, I think a lot of that is very true. You get so used to 9 to 5, 9 to 5, right, 9 to 5.
Right.
By the time you're done for the day, you just kind of unwind. But there is an emergence of more call for nightlife. Not so much late into the evening, but we have our restaurants.
So how do you build on that? So talking about the leap, I mean, the way to really creating a sustainable neighborhood or city is that, you know, developing into an 18-hour business day.
Okay.
So you got your early morning, you can go get your coffee at 5 o'clock and, you know, hopefully it's a mom and pop here on Main Street.
Sure.
That's what we want, you know, check out Links or whatever. I don't even know, are they open at 5? I hope so. If they're not, maybe it's 6. But, and then there's your office workers, your lunch, then you've got after hours, you got your happy hours going on. And then there's evening, there's the restaurants are open for dinner and maybe for a late, you know, for a late night cocktail or music, you know, something's going on.
Sure.
That's where that community starts to become, you know, it's starting to take care of itself. You've got enough activity generating, sorry to say, taxes, and it's being poured back into the district, into the community, that it's able to provide the services that are needed, the beautification, the art, everything that the community really desires. So,
well, tax is an ugly word. I understand that concept, but it's not so much about what you're paying for. It's where you're spending
where,
it, because that goes back into infrastructure,
absolutely,
adding improvements. So, yes, that is a big, ugly word. But at the end of the day, it's how you utilize it.
That's right.
Where, now, of course, that relies on local government, their usage of it, how that rolls out. And, of course, that is a much bigger picture than what we're looking to get into this morning. It's too early for that. But at the end of the day, it's not so much paying the tax, it's where you pay it versus it stays here.
Right.
It goes into the local economy more so than it goes
Exactly. elsewhere. We want people to think of Danville for their weekend, you know, restaurant. Oh, we're going to go out to dinner Saturday. Well, come downtown or come to Danville. Don't go all the way to Greensboro, you know, or further, you know, just you can have a great meal here. So we have an abundance of great businesses. We want to fully support them, you know, listen to them and hear what they need and create a suite of programs, events, and activities to really create a thriving downtown.
So who are you looking forward to talking with the most? Because you've got a variety of different avenues and personas and styles and, like, are you looking for residential input, business input?
I mean, everybody is part of the community.
Sure.
So I used to laugh when people used to call me the mayor of Ballston in Arlington because it is, it's like everyone is your constituent. Like when you're working in a community and working to make change or to improve anything, you know, everyone's affected.
Sure.
So it's important to get input from all perspectives. So it's government, our economic development people, board, our staff is very important. And I'm looking to my team quite a bit because they've lived here, they've worked here. So, and then our business owners and landlords, you know, property managers and our residents. I mean, you need to understand what people want. So you've got to talk to everybody. I mean, I'm finding so far though, I've had 25 plus meetings already in 3 weeks. This community is pretty well aligned, which is really amazing. I mean, I hear so many that the same, you know, really need to celebrate the success that Danville's had so far because everyone has been involved with that. I mean, especially the city and economic development and everyone involved, RDA in particular. But we have to celebrate that because it has been amazing what's happened so far. But everyone is pretty much, you know, saying similar things. Like, as I mentioned about, we want restaurants and retailers to stay open later. And we want to make Main Street a little more walkable, and we want you to be involved in the other neighborhoods that some assistance and really need some planning around those things. So everyone's saying the same thing. I mean, very similar things. Now, of course, there's going to be some that, you know, want you to do it certain ways forever, but that's our job, is to balance that, you know.
I bet I could pick out 2 or 3 right now, but I'm not going to be that guy.
Well, I just think it's amazing. And I was saying to the team the other day, it's like there's been so many wonderful people working on plans, and they're actually, they created the plan and they're actually working to make it happen.
Sure.
So in our role, you know, with our DA, looking at our district, we want to bring all of those wonderful plans and ideas together and have one placemaking and experience plan for us so that we can layer on things that some of these wonderful groups are already doing. So, like, I mean, the city's has an arts and culture plan.
Right.
And many people that focus on history here, so I'm reaching out to them. I want to hear, you know, how we can incorporate that even more so in our district. And then we want to bring the community together around, like, what else do you want to see down here in downtown? What else is going to make you want to be here? So we'll be doing some more work around bringing our community together to discuss that, and surveys and all of that fun stuff. But we're also going to be a lot of one-on-ones, just talking to business owners, talking to, you know, residents. You know, what is your impression? What else can we do to get you to stay here, to live here, to stay here, to shop here, to eat here? That's what we really want to focus on.
All sounds like things were moving in the right direction. We're already off to a great start, which I don't think that's a shock to anybody.
3 weeks.
So, well, I'm not going to burden you with any more, because I know it's early. You know, we get these interviews started bright and early. I certainly appreciate you taking the time. Tina Leone, yeah. Executive Director with the River District Association. Looking forward to everything you've got in front of you. We're excited to see where it goes, and we're excited to have you in our community.
I am so excited to be here. I just want this community to know that I love it here. I've been visiting Danville for the last 3 or 4 years because I race at VIR.
Cool.
I have seen, you know, some of the transformations during over that time, and it's just wildly impressive and just wonderful to now be part of this community. So thank you.
We're excited to have you.